In Matthew 14, if you look with me there this morning, I'm going to say a few things here. Matthew 14, that God would help us a little while. Jesus had just fed the 5,000, and of course, thank God he was going to talk to them, and he straightway told the disciples to get in a ship and go before them on the other side. They was going to the other side, and while he sent the multitudes away, he went to a mountain apart to pray. Jesus went to pray, and the evening was come, and he was there alone. And the Bible said in the next verse, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And so we find here in the text this morning that he knew that they was going to be in this storm. In fact, he set this thing up. A lot of people say, well, the devil done it. No, he didn't. The devil didn't do it. If the devil done anything, it'd be because the Lord allowed him to. Amen. He don't have no authority. Amen. He destroyed his dominion. Amen. The devil don't have dominion over us. Amen. He said, thank God that when Adam fell, brethren, listen, I like what I was listening to a preacher this week, and he said, you know, he put the crown on Adam, and he said he failed. Amen. Then he put the crown on Noah, and he failed. And then he said, thank God he decided to put the crown on his side, and Abraham didn't fail. Amen. Why? Because the covenant was held by God. It's not by mankind. The covenant's on God's side. And listen, the devil can't do nothing to us. Amen. He's allowed to sometimes to attack us. He's the tempter. He tempted Christ. Amen. Jesus overcame him as a man. Listen, God was a spirit and is a spirit. But when Jesus become man, he's the only one, thank God, that can succor us or help us in our hardships and temptations. He's already been through it. If somebody hadn't been through something, how can they help anybody? I can't walk. If I can walk in your shoe for a day, my mind would probably change about some things. And brethren, that's what Jesus did. He walked as a man. Amen. As us. Amen. He walked sinless. He was without sin. He was without sin. He was tempted in all points like us. We are yet without sin. That means every temptation you'll ever face is because, amen, it's allowed. Listen. Thank God we're flesh, friend. We are tempted every day. We're tried every day. Amen. There's thoughts every day that we're tried by. Jesus went through the same thing. Everything we go through, he's gone through. He knows how to help us in that. You can't do it. I can't do it. Amen. Somebody said, when can you do it? When he does it. Amen. When he does it through us or in us. And that's the way it was. These men's on this ship. Amen. The winds are beating and the waves are beating. Amen. They probably in their own mind. Amen. Said, where's the Lord? I mean, he sent us to go to the other side. And now we get out here and here's all this going on. Amen. I've been there, friend. Thank God he told me to do something and I started doing it. And all of a sudden, every wind and contrary wave beat against my boat and ship. Amen. Listen. He knows where I'm at. He knows where you're at. He knew where they were at. He knew they was in the storm, Brother Keith. He knew what they was going through, but he was well up, thank God, on the mountain praying. But notice this. He said this, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And so he left the mountain, thank God. He had walked on the water, walked on the sea. Thank God to go to them. Amen. Listen, he comes, thank God, when, brother, you can't do it. Amen. He had to come to calm the sea, as they sung this morning. Listen, he would have never manifested himself had they not been in the storm. Most at a time that God manifests himself is when you're going through troubles, when you're going through hard times, when you need the manifestation of God. That's when he shows up. Amen. Listen, there ain't nothing hard for him. It ain't hard for him to walk on the water. He made it. Amen. All things were made by him and for him. But he walked on the sea to go to Jesus. Amen. I mean, to go to the disciples. And when he walked on the sea, notice his disciples saw him walk walking on the sea and they were troubled. I saying it's a spirit. Wonder what they thought about that thing. How could they say that it's a spirit? There had to be some glow or some, my friend, something they seen that identified as a spirit. Amen. But Jesus, he said, thank God. He said, but straightway Jesus spake to them, be a good cheer. What a message in a storm. Amen. Just be a good cheer. Be cheerful. But why? He give you why. It is I. Be not afraid. Amen. It's me. Thank God. I am him. I'm coming to you. Praise God. Brother, listen. He manifested himself in the storm, Brother Keith. All this waves and winds. He manifested himself. He came to them. Amen. Thank God, friend, this morning it'll be storms in our life and troubles in our life and hardships in our life. But he manifested himself in them times. He would have never manifested himself had he not gave the storm to them. Had he not let the waves and the winds beat against the boat and they thought their life was ended. Even in another place, he was asleep on the ship and the winds and the water was filling the boat and began to sink. Amen. He was back there asleep on the pillow. Amen. And they said, do you not care that we perish? Amen. And he stood up, thank God, and rebuked the winds and the waves. Amen. He manifested himself in times of trouble. I'm glad, thank God, we can trust him. Amen. I'm thankful this morning, thank God, that no matter what we go through, thank God, we can trust him. Amen. We might not see him, but we can trust him. Thank God, we might not hear him, but we can trust him. Amen. Why? Because he's already done it before in our lives. Amen. We can go back in our lives and see where we're at now. Amen. And believe, thank God, that he, amen, listen, him has come our way before. We've experienced it, Brother Jonathan. It's been times in our life he came to us. Amen. When we was in a storm of our lives, when we was going through hardship, he came and said, it's I. He manifested himself. Thank God, right there in the midst of a storm. I'm telling you, that's when they seen him as who he was. Thank God, I'm telling you, if you ever want to see him, thank God, be willing to go through the storm. Amen. That's right. Amen. Look at all the time. Look at the, you can go through the scripture and look at the times that he manifested himself. He manifested himself in all them hard times in the Bible. Amen. Look at the scripture when Jesus just showed up at a funeral one day. When this little old woman that was a widow that lived in Nain, and they was carrying her only son out to the graveyard, and her all hope was that she was going to put him away and never see him again. Jesus came, thank God. I'm just talking about manifestation of his power and coming. And Jesus came and stopped the procession and laid his hand on the bier, amen, which was the coffin. And he said, thank God, looking down it, apparently there wasn't no, thank God, top on it. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. He called him from the dead to life. Amen. He manifested himself in that day. Amen. Just like Lazarus, he manifested himself. Hey, God, listen, Jesus said this about it. He said, Lazarus is dead. But he said, it's good for us not to be there. Amen. It's good for me not to be there. Why? Because I'm going to manifest my power to that crowd of Jews that don't believe me and raise him from the dead. Listen, friend, are you so deceived this morning? And I think that God don't set all these things up to bring forth his power and manifest himself. Amen. There'd never be a body healed had it not been sick. There'd never been a sinner saved had it not been a sinner or sinful. Amen. That's who he does it for. That's who he manifests himself to. Thank God, he ain't manifested himself to religious crowds. He's manifested himself to people that's in need, the brokenhearted. Thank God, the disabled. Amen. All these brethren. Amen. He walked to the pool of Bethesda one day. And there's a man laying there, brother, had been in that case for 38 years. Amen. And that angel came down at a certain season and stirred that pool that was out there. And they said the first one that got in was made whole. Amen. He tried to get in, but he couldn't get in. But thank God, here one day, here comes Jesus. Amen. Walking around, thank God, all them bodies, no doubt, of infant folk. And he said, wilt thou be made whole? pole. And that man said, I have no man to put me in the water. Ain't God, everybody steps him before me. But brother, listen. Ain't God, he said, take up thy bed and walk. Amen. Just by the word of Christ, take up thy bed and walk. He manifested himself to that man. Ain't God, he let him know after that, I am the Messiah. And the man believed. I'm telling you this, brother, and he'll show up when you need him. Amen. That's right. Thank God he mentioned the word a while ago. Here's Jesus sitting on a shore and gets in a boat and starts teaching people. Peter and them's washing their nets. They've been out fishing all night. And they, listen, they hadn't caught a thing. Amen. And after Jesus got through speaking, he said to Peter, let's throw it, launch out to the deep for a drought or draught of fish. Amen. And Peter said, Lord, we fished all night, hadn't caught a thing. I'm going to show you the manifestation of Christ. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I'll cast it out. Amen. When that net hit the water, thank God, the fishes are getting in it like this. Amen. It broke the net, thank God. I mean, it started sinking the ship. Amen. And he manifested his word to power. Ain't God, what he said, he's got power over man. He's got power over fish. He's got power over your problem. He's got power over your hardships. He's got power over it. If he'll just speak the word this morning, men can be healed. If he'll just manifest the word, ain't God, men can be saved. In fact, faith cometh to you by hearing the word, and that's how you get faith. It's by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And friend, I'm telling you this, isn't it amazing, Peter ain't got on that ship that day when he saw all them fish breaking the net and the ship sinking and they called for other ships to come help. What was Peter's answer? He said, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. If you ever see the power and ever see what he can do, it'll show you your weakness. It'll show you your sinfulness. It'll show you, thank God, who he is. When he manifests himself, thank God, when he shows up, thank God, there'll be a difference. Amen. That's right. Then we get to this record here. I never understood this here, that how we've always preached that we go to God sometimes, and if you say he won't hear. But you need to change, and I need to change my theology. Because Jesus looks further than what the lip says. He looks into the heart of individuals. And listen, Peter answered him and said, Lord. Wonder why he called him Lord. This is what he said. He said, if it be thou, if. You know, it ain't what you say, it's what you have in your heart. A lot of people say, I don't know what I prayed when I got saved. I just know that in my heart I was praying, I want you. I don't know the words I said. I don't know the prayer I prayed, but I was just saying, I want you. And I'm going to tell you what, brother, that prayer, thank God, is still going on in my heart. That I want you. You go back to the day you were saved. You said, God, be merciful to me, or whatever you said. Thank God that prayer is still in your heart. Amen. There's a desire for God. Amen. Peter said, Lord, if it be thou. Notice this. Bid me to come unto thee on the water. Amen. What got Peter's mind right there? Something got his mind. There's others in the boat. In fact, all his disciples are sitting in the boat. What got a hold of Peter's mind to look at this Lord Jesus walking on the water? What got in his mind that he thought he could walk on the water? Could it be, and thank God, that instant faith come to him, it said to you, you can do the same thing under his power. Listen to me, I'm not Jesus. I'm not Jesus, but I am his child. And I'm going to tell you what, are you hearing me? There are some things we can do that he did if we believe him. Now, I ain't talking about going and trying to raise the dead. I'm not saying that couldn't happen. I know y'all think I'm crazy. But I'm telling you, amen, brother, listen. I'm not out trying to do that. But what if I was around somebody and they was at their last breath and I just had a prayer, thank God, amen, and just prayed and God done that. Amen. Listen, there's nothing too hard for him. He does it through his people. He does it through his people. He does everything through his church on earth. Amen. That don't mean that he's not bound to nothing. He's not bound to nothing. He ain't bound to the Baptist. He ain't bound to me or you. He ain't bound to preachers. He ain't bound to nobody. He's bound to, thank God, nothing. He's free. Thank God he's a spirit. And Jesus became man. Thank God he rose in a body. And he ate with them in that body. He showed his hands and feet in that body. And he went back to heaven in that body. And he's coming back again in that body. Thank God. And we, listen, we are his body on earth now. We are his body. Amen. Who's going to pray on earth? We are, thank God. Who's going to believe? We are, thank God. I wouldn't believe if he hadn't gave me the grace to believe. I'm telling you, everything's attributed to him this morning. It ain't me, it's him. It ain't you, it's him. Amen, everything. I'm glad he does use us. Amen, listen. It might not be every day you hear his voice, but you will hear his voice. And brother, you will listen to him because you're one of his. Amen. Thank God. He said, Lord, if thou be coming, he said, and this is what he said, and he said, come. I don't believe when Peter stepped out of the boat, look at this thing. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he come down out of the ship. The Bible said here, and walked on the water to go to Jesus. I don't believe when Peter stepped out of that ship, however high it was, how long it took him to get down. I don't believe when he put his first foot on top of the water, I don't believe he thought, I hope I don't sink. I may thank God. Listen, you know what I'm talking about. If you in this Christian walk, sometimes, brother, that Holy Ghost gets in you so strong and that conviction's in you. Thank God you believe anything. Amen. Because God said it and the peace of God's in your heart. And you just step down, thank God, on that water and you say, I'm going to walk on this water. God told me to walk on it. Amen. Buddy, listen. I'm telling you something. The storm brought manifestation. But listen, faith brings supernatural. It does. It brings supernatural. He had to move on that water if he was going to see something supernatural. Now listen, it's a step of faith. It was by faith he stepped out. Amen. Peter walked on the water. That's supernatural. There's no man. You go down to the river and try to step on the water, you going under, friend. Amen. Listen. But Peter, thank God, listen. He didn't go under. Amen. Why? Because Jesus was there. Amen. You know why we go under? Because we don't believe him. Amen. Listen. But you'll see some supernatural things in your life if you'll believe him by faith and obey his command because he said, come. And the rest of that crowd sitting in the boat and they ain't moving a bit, friend. Amen. Hey, God, listen. You'll have to get out of the boat to see the supernatural. You'll have to get beyond tradition, formalism, your own thoughts and your own ways. And just say, he told me to come and I'm going to do it. I'm going to believe him. I'm going to see him. Thank God, I'm telling you, I'm walking to him. And when you do, thank God, you'll be blessed. Amen. You can testify, I walked on water. Amen. That's where it's at, brother. Amen. It's not formality. Get out of the boat of formality. Get out of the boat of comparisons. You can't compare yourself with nobody else. Can you imagine the rest of them, I guess the 11 in the boat, one outside the boat. I don't know what they said. It don't say they said anything. Maybe they did say, hey, you better be careful about that. We ain't never done that before. We ain't never stepped out of the boat and walked on the water. Faith will do it. Faith will do it. Faith can walk on the water. You know what I'm talking about. To go to Jesus, what happened? Well, he saw the wind boisterous and he was afraid. Fear always keeps you from walking in faith. The fear of man will. The fear of man will keep you from walking in faith. The fear of failure will. They're going to think I'm crazy if I sink. How long does it take you to sink? You ever thought about that? Peter sunk. He sunk and his boat sunk. Amen. And Jesus saved them both. Amen. You ever thought about that? He began to sink. His body was sinking and he said, Lord, save me. I believe before he said it, Jesus had his hand out there. Amen. Lord, save me. Picked him up. Amen. It don't never say how they walked back to the boat. It never says nothing. It just says they got to the other side. and immediately there's on the other side. I'm telling you, we're going to the other side. Amen. We might have some sinking moments in our life, but I'm telling you, thank God we're going. Why? Because he said we're going to the other side. Amen. The side of whatever God wants in your life, in my life. But I'm telling you this, friend, are you listening? Thank God when he was afraid, he began to seek and cried, saying, Lord, save me. It wasn't time for a two-hour prayer. Amen. It wasn't long. It wasn't time, my friend, to recite nothing. It's just getting down to, Lord, save me. I'm telling you, that's where it gets in our life as a sinner. You got to say, thank God, when you get out of that boat, amen, and come to him, it's him. And brethren, it's just a prayer, Lord, save me. Amen. Listen, thank God, in your life as a Christian, there's got to be times that you just got to say, Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, bless me. Lord, lead me. Lord, guide me. Thank God, it just gets there, friend. It ain't no time to find a place to pray. It's immediate, not the end, and you need him then. Amen. That's right. Amen. He began to sink. He lifted him up. I'm going to give you something. I'm about through here. Notice what he said. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand, called him, said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? The winds around him, the storms around him, he was afraid, and he began to sink. And I say it again, fear will cause you to sink. Fear will take away your conviction. Fear will take away the faith you have. If you cannot believe him, amen, and we all weak like this, it don't matter who you are, we all got weakness, and sometimes, amen, we're like that old fellow said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Amen. Notice this here. This is a great truth. Notice this in verse 32, and when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Wasn't no more wind, just calm. Then they that were in the ship came, and notice this, and worshiped him, saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Listen, brethren. There never would have been worship by all of them unless they'd have been a storm in their life. What you go through causes you to see him and causes you to see his power and causes you to worship him. I thought about this morning, and I'm thinking in my mind, you know, I think about things, and I'm thinking, would we believe there's a God? Would we believe there's a Lord Jesus without a Bible? Well, there's people in jungles and different places that's never looked at a Bible. And he said, by the creation, Brother Jonathan, he said, men will be without excuse. And so I asked myself this morning, what causes me to believe besides the hearing of faith? What causes me to believe in him this morning that he can do all things? I'm going to tell you what causes that. It's the Spirit of God in me, amen, that testifies of him. He gives me the record of him. Thank God, it's all him. But I'll tell you something else it does. Thank God, friend, I've seen him. I've seen his hand. I've seen his mercies. Nobody can put stars in the sky like that. Nobody can hang the sun and the moon. Who can take 6 days and create all things like he did and created a man in this kind of, in the way he made us? Listen, friend, they ain't nobody can explain that. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. That little girl come in this world, amen, them children come, and you look at them and you see God in them, and I look at you and I see God in you. Amen. Who is God? Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the Savior. He's the Lord. He's the Creator. And brother, that causes me to want to worship him. Amen. Notice this. He seeketh such to worship him. He don't seek such to preach. He don't seek such to pray, even though we do that. He seeks such to worship. What's worship? Adoration. Worship's adoration. Worship. Worship is like a dog bowing down, licking his master's hand. I got a dog. And I'm telling you what, if I go down there today, my wife will testify this. When we was gone on vacation, we went and got that dog over there at that place. We had that lady keep him. Myra went first. I drove the truck. That's what he rides in. He won't hardly ride nothing else. And I took my truck down there. And when I crank that truck up, that dog, boy, he's a jumping. Amen. But when we got down there, my wife had went in that little old barn they had him. And she said, "What?" I said, "What did he do when he seen you?" She said, "She got down on her knees and crawled real slow." Humility. But when he saw me, when she saw me, I mean, Brother Keith, that dog run and jumped on me like I was the best friend it ever had.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what it did when I got in the truck, and I ain't kissing dogs, okay? But when I got in the truck, Brother Todd, the dog, Lucy, that's her name, amen, was on the other side of the truck in the seat, and I was cranking the truck, and she stuck her head over on my side, and she licked me 3 times on the jaw. And you know what she was saying? I love you.
Yep, that's right.
Amen. And Strong's Concordance says that. Read it. It says the worship is like bowing down and licking your master's hand.
Right,
that's what he said. I'm going to tell you, we formalize God so much we can't even be close to him.
Amen.
Yep. We formalize God. We've religialized God. You know why people don't look at God like we do? Because, number one, they don't know him. Number two, they've made him a God that he is serious and he is God.
Yeah.
But he's also a God that can be reached. He's also a God. He knows you. He knows your frame. I like what old McGee said. I know I've said it before, but I like what he said. He said that little old girl prayed every night. Said the daddy said every night he goes by her and she's praying. Said one night he went by the room and he heard his little girl reading the 3 bears to the Lord. And I like what McGee said. He said, and I kindly believe he liked it. Amen. Why can't we be like that? He's our friend. Jesus is our friend. We worship him. We adore him. He sung the song, we've been blessed. Thank God we've been blessed. I mean, he shows up in troubles. He shows up. He manifests. And then the supernatural was he walked on the water. But I'm telling you, thank God all of that led to worship. That's what he wants is worship. I want you to worship him. You don't have to be here to worship him. But boy, right now is a good time to do it. When the people of God's together to love one another. Amen. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Amen. Worship him. Brother, I'm telling you, it's a mighty God we serve. He ain't slack. I like what Peter said. He ain't slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness. But it's long suffering to us, Lord. Not willing any should perish. Not willing that Keith Redmond should perish.
Yeah. Mercy of God.
Back in 1990,
yeah.
He said, I'm not willing that Keith Redmond should perish.
That's right, preacher.
Sure, but all right. Come to repentance.
That's right, brother.
I can't explain all that, but no. I tell you what, I appreciate it.
Amen, preacher. Amen. Yeah, real.
I appreciate the long suffering of God and the promises of God and the goodness of God. Amen. How many times have I sunk, Brother Todd? I couldn't even count it. But thank God for every time I ever sunk, he caught me. Brought me right back up. Amen. It ain't whether you're going to fall. You won't learn to get up if you don't fall. You won't learn forgiveness unless you've been through sin. I ain't saying you go out and sin to get forgiveness, but I'm going to tell you what, you're going to fall short. You experience that forgiveness upon repentance, loving God. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness this morning. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God for getting out all his benefits toward us. Spiritual benefits. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. We're his, and thank God the song says, I'm his and he is mine. Amen. Thank God. He said, touch me. Spirit don't have flesh and bones. He didn't have no blood. Done shed it. But he had flesh and bones. You could touch him. What man would want to try to live his life thinking he's better than other people and don't want nobody to touch him? When Jesus said, you can touch me. when Jesus let a woman that in the law couldn't even have touched the hem of his garment, but because of him and who he was, he was above the law. He fulfilled the law.
That's right.
And brother, listen, and she touches him, and thank God her blood dried up. Amen.
Yeah, beat it.
What man that was beat by thieves and a Levite and a priest walked by on the other side and a Samaritan went, thank God, to the ditch and pulled him out. Buddy, I'm telling you, he said he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Right.
That means he can be touched with everything. That means he's touched
with
everything you go through as a child of God. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. God bless the word. Amen. Let's stand. I appreciate you here, man.